KJAN Sports.
And at 7:17, it is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. And in sports, defending champion Harlan is headed back to the Class 3A championship game against Davenport Assumption this time around. The game is set for this evening at 5 o'clock at Principal Park in Des Moines. The top-ranked Cyclones scored three runs in the top of the bottom of the sixth inning to beat eighth-rated Sioux City Heelan 6-3. Dylan Sears' sacrifice fly to center snapped the tie.
You definitely got to know the situation. You got to know where your runners are and obviously where the outfielders are. And, you know, I got a fastball that I could handle. And, you know, I knew I had to elevate something to hopefully get Schmidt in from third. And I was able to do it and give us a good chance to win.
With the victory, the Cyclones advance to the title game for the third straight year.
Coach Degas does a really good job of, you know, keeping things pretty even keel, normal. I mean, we've been here a lot, obviously, but that doesn't change your nerves. You still want to be here every year and you want to end here. And Coach Degas does a really good job of making sure that we're ready to go and we're not too amped up and jumping around.
Trailing 3-0, Heelan rallied to tie the game by scoring three runs in the top of the sixth.
Yeah, there's a lot of fight in these guys, but, you know, Harlan's so talented, and they don't ever stop. You know, they just keep coming, and they don't make any mistakes. And if you give them just a little bit, they take it.
That's Heelan coach Andy Osborne. The Crusaders closed their season with a record of 32-13.
You know, obviously we're disappointed. I feel like this was a team that could get it done, at least get to Saturday night. But, you know, we would have had to play our best, and today we didn't play our best.
Davenport Assumption defeated Dubuque Wallert Catholic 6-1 in a Class 3A semifinal game Friday at Principal Park. The Knights tied the game in the third before exploding for five runs over the next two frames to advance to the championship game. Ben Butel led the way for the Knights on the mound. He was phenomenal, throwing a complete game, allowing just two hits and one unearned run while walking one and striking out 14 batters during the afternoon. Justice Burke and Nolan Melchert led the way on offense for Assumption, each recording two hits and scoring a run. Burke drove in three runs on the day, and Melchert brought in one run to give Butel all the support he needed. Wallert managed just one run on the afternoon, and that came in the first inning after two errors by Assumption. Austin Savory and Jack Jagger recorded the only two hits for the Golden Eagles. Savory also took the loss on the mound. He went for four innings, allowed seven hits and four earned runs, walking three and striking out four. Wallert ends its season at 27-16, while Assumption improves to 40-5. As I mentioned, the Knights will take on the Harlan Cyclones in the championship game in Class 3A this evening at 5 o'clock. In 4A, the Dowling Catholic Maroons defeated the Iowa City West Trojans 8-3 last night at Principal Park in a semifinal game to advance to today's championship round. Dowling is seeking its first state championship since it's won the 4A title in 2011. Dowling starting pitcher Colin Lacey was spectacular on the mound, tossing a seven-inning complete game. He gave up three runs and four hits, walking just two and striking out five. Lacey retired the first 10 batters he faced and did not give up a hit until one out in the fifth inning. The Maroons offense wasted no time, scoring two runs in the bottom of the first and three runs in the third to jump out to a 5-0 lead. Left fielder Robbie McCarger reached base in all four of his plate appearances, going 3-for-3 with a double, an RBI, and a walk. Eight of the starting line and nine Dowling's lineup reached base at least once as the Maroons coasted to an 8-3 victory to advance to the title game. Dowling will take on Johnston for the Class 4A championship that gets underway this evening at 7:30 at Principal Park. And that other 4A semifinal on Friday, Johnston defeated Waukee by a score of 7-1. So today's lineup at the championship games at the Boys State Baseball Tournament in Des Moines starts off at 11 o'clock with Mason City Newman Catholic taking on Martinsdale St. Mary's. That's in Class 1A. At 1:30, Dyersville Beckman Catholic takes on Carroll Kemper Catholic in Class 2A. At 5 this evening, as we mentioned, Davenport Assumption will play Harlan for the 3A title. And at 7:30, Johnston against Dowling Catholic in 4A. In the NFL, Kansas City and Seattle have swapped linebackers, with DJ Alexander joining the Seahawks and Kevin Pierre-Louis being sent to the Chiefs. The clubs made the trade Friday in the cusp of a training camp for both teams. Alexander was a Pro Bowl selection last season as a special teams player for the Chiefs and played sparingly on defense. He had 16 total tackles in the regular season on defense and made one start. Pierre-Louis never matched his potential with the Seahawks. An exceptional athlete, Pierre-Louis struggled with injuries and was inconsistent performance when he was on the field. He appeared for 34 regular season games with one start and had 43 total tackles, playing outside linebacker for the Seahawks. A picture of a Newton teenager who died 4 years ago when he was hit by a vehicle will be featured on the hood of a race car during today's Xfinity Series race at the Iowa Speedway in Newton. The car's driver, Joey Gase and the Iowa Donor Network are behind the effort. Iowa Donor Network spokesperson Tony Hakes says the 14-year-old Brendan O'Brien's organs were donated after his life was cut short.
It's a complete honor for us to be featuring Brendan O'Brien on Joey's car. Brendan was a donor in 2013, and we've been working with Bob O'Brien and his family for the last few years. They've done lots of great things to promote donation.
And the race car was on display Thursday outside the Newton Fire Department, where Gase encouraged supporters of organ donation to put their handprints in paint on the hood of the car.
It gets a lot of people involved, and it turns a lot of heads at the racetrack. And Saturday, when you see this car on TV, it'll be pretty cool to say, hey, that's my handprint on there.
In addition to O'Brien's picture, a picture of Gase's mother is featured on the hood of the car. Mary Gase died suddenly of a brain aneurysm in 2011, and her organs were donated. Joey Gase, a Cedar Rapids native, has since been a leading advocate for organ donation. Today's Xfinity Series race will be televised nationally on NBC. Speaking of racing, NASCAR, or rather Target, will leave NASCAR at the end of the season after 16 years with Chip Ganassi Racing. Target had served as the primary sponsor for Cup driver Carl Larson since his debut in 2013. The 24-year-old Larson has emerged as one of the brightest young stars in NASCAR and has 2 wins and 9 top 10 finishes this season. Also in racing, Brazilian driver Felipe Massa has pulled out of the Hungarian Grand Prix due to illness and will be replaced by reserve Paul de Resta for the qualifying later today and for Sunday's race. The Williams team said in a statement the 36-year-old Massa went to the Formula One Medical Center and then a hospital on Friday for precautionary tests after feeling unwell and dizzy during the second practice session. Although he was clear to take part in today's third and final practice run, he again felt unwell and made the decision to withdraw after clocking the 17th time out of 20 drivers. Williams said it supports Felipe's decision and the team will work with him to ensure he makes a full recovery with a view to return to the racetrack for the Belgian Grand Prix in late August. De Resta will race alongside 18-year-old Canadian driver Lance Stroll. For the 31-year-old De Resta, it is an unexpected chance to get back behind the wheel in Formula One. The last of his 58 F1 races was the Brazilian Grand Prix in November of 2013. In 3 seasons with the Force India team, he had a best result of 4th at the Singapore Grand Prix in 2012 and the Bahrain Grand Prix in 2013. That is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.